Hello? Who is it? Hello? I'm very well, thanks. Who's that? Yeah, why are you here? Hello, what? I don't want it. Go away. Thank you. Goodbye.
Hello, everybody. Sorry about that. Someone coming to the door at a really inopportune moment. Milk and more. All right. So this is about the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom of Northern Ireland, Sir Keir Starmer. And remember here at first, he's got 6 months left at the outside. It's hard to believe he became Prime Minister only 15 months ago, 4th of July, 2024. So Sir Keir's got this massive Labour majority and he's managed to screw up in record time, the most unpopular Prime Minister ever since record began. And right, polling wasn't much of a science till the 1950s. But that is really a staggeringly bad result for him. Labour is in open panic. Some opinion polls have them coming fourth. So they've leached so much support to the Greens, the Liberal Democrats, to Reform UK, and to the separatists in North Britain and Mid-Britain. So it's looking very, very bad. So the knives are out for him. And now he's been briefing against his cabinet ministers. They've been briefing against him. In case you don't know, that is speaking to their pet journalists off the record briefing. This is what I'm saying. Don't say it's me, obviously. And almost any journalist will honor that. Journalists worth their salt, they will not reveal their sources. That'd be deeply unethical. You'd lose trust and people just wouldn't tell you what's going on. So the cabinet are trying to undermine him. Right, because he's doing very badly. Now, people say, can we just leave it 6 months, go for a clean kill, as in Labour will perform catastrophically in the Holyrood elections and the Welsh parliamentary elections, the English local elections, and Starmer, even he will realise the game's up. He'll resign at that point. If not, his own MPs will force him out. But if you try and get him now, that may not happen. He may be wounded but survive as Prime Minister. That's the worst possible world. Or, yes, you get him out, but you get some lengthy bloodbath of a leadership contest, something like that. So just give him enough rope with which to hang himself 6 months. Some Labour politicians saying, we don't have 6 months left. I mean, do we really want the SNP to win a fifth term in Holyrood? Do we really want to lose the Welsh Parliament to Plaid Cymru? Do we really want to lose almost every council in South Britain and so forth? So people are coalescing around the Health Secretary, Wes Streeting. I mean, I don't see him getting it. He's also on the right of the Labour Party. He's really just the gay Starmer. And okay, he's about 20 years younger than Sir Keir. He's also from Southeast England. He grew up in a working class family. He's went to Oxford. So far, so similar. Apart from his sexual orientation, kind of the same. You know, they're roughly the same height. They even look quite similar. But, you know, I've got to hand it to Mr. Streeting. He's got the prettiest eyebrows. Would we get, but, you know, this could be built on destroy his chances. He's seen as disloyal. He's seen as selfish, overambitious. Having said that, it wouldn't play well with the Labour grassroots. So you need enough signatures to go in to force a motion of no confidence in him. Remember, this happened to Sir Keir Starmer, a leadership contest. Owen Smith stood against him, a not very well-known Labour MP, and Starmer survived because the membership backed him. Well, that wouldn't happen. Sorry, not Starmer. Jeremy Corbyn survived. That was way back in 2016. So Labour doesn't want that because that was negative headlines for weeks and the Tories just sat back and laughed. And now Morgan McSweeney, who's Starmer's chief of staff, he's thinking of getting rid of him. Now, Starmer almost resigned a few years ago, 2021. He'd only been leader for about a year and a half, a really bad by-election result, but he's persuaded to stay on. And that they won. Okay. Now, all right. So he seemed to have done fairly well in his brief, Streeting. He bought off the doctors and nurses for a while with these inflation running, busting pay rises, no strikes for a year. They may well be strikes coming. He's not managed to make it more efficient to marketize the National Health Service. He's an evil, evil, murdering bastard, Streeting, but that's beside the point because that's par for the course in the Labour Party. I mean, almost every politician is like that, is a murderer, but Streeting is amongst the worst of all. All right, so some people are trying to blame McSweeney, but who's his master? You know, qui facit per alium, facit per se. Because really, ultimately, Sir Keir is giving him his orders, and at the very least, failing to prevent him doing this, you know, who's got vicarious responsibility. So Keir doesn't know anything about briefings against people. What? The control freak has lost control. So Keir knows less about the Labour Party than the Conservatives know. So anyway, it's really bad that other people who are on manoeuvres, could it be Shabana Mahmood? Was speaking to a political expert today, said it could be her. Partly she's just the right age. Frankly, her sex and colour and religion help her. They'll win back more Labour people. She's a Home Secretary trying to get tough and stuff like that. She's not been in the job long enough to really screw up. I mean, could be David Lammy. I wouldn't rule out Angela Rayner coming back. Yvette Cooper, I don't think so. Rachel Reeves has seemed to be in a walking disaster zone. She won't be there for very long. But the Tories, they can't really laugh about this because they're in a similar bind. Because Kemi Badenoch, they put her on notice. And really, after the May local elections, if she doesn't resign, she'll be kicked out. So remember, if there is a leadership contest, you have to be nominated by at least 20% of the Labour Parliamentary Party. It means they have five candidates, absolute maximum. I mean, four would be more likely. And I've just adumbrated who some of those are probably going to be. But there are plenty of people who don't like Wes Streeting. You see, he was overpromoted and conceited. Now, he's intelligent. I abominate him, but I recognize he's talented, capable, and dangerous. He's media savvy. He's presentable. He's very good at attacking the Conservative Party. He's got a good sob story, which Labour like, about being brought up on benefits by a single mother and seeing how these wicked Tory MPs were trying to take away benefits from people like him. Although he's there in that Labour cabinet, which has refused to lift the two-child benefit cap. So if he really cares about children who are not that well off, he would change his mind. He talks about how his mother nearly aborted him. But despite that, Wes Streeting's got absolutely no sympathy for children who are not as fortunate as him, wanting to pull up the ladder behind them. He's the Adolf Eichmann of abortion. He signs off on the orders for these deadly poisons. I say the same about conservative mass murderers before, like Jeremy Hunt, like Matt Hancock and so forth. Goodness. So, yeah, Labour is a difficult situation. The taxes rise are going to go up. It's been widely trailed, so it won't be much of a shock. Borrowing costs have gone up. There are more and more people on benefits. Illegal immigration is increasing. There are all these releases of people from prison early. You know, they say we don't have a narrative. What's the good story? What has Labour achieved? And it's very hard to see that they've made life better. As I say, with their Dane Geld, they bought off the strikes for a while. The NHS waiting lists are not going down. There's more changing deck chairs in the Titanic in terms of education. And all right, by any objective measure, education was one of the few areas in which the Conservative government in South Britain was successful. If you look at its measurements in the PISA rankings for literacy and mathematics, the world rankings went up. And the control here is North Britain, where under Scottish National Party administration, it went down. So Starmer, once it becomes blatant the leader's going to go, he or she tends to go quicker than many anticipated. It was obvious that Liz Truss couldn't last much longer. I thought she's going to last till Christmas that year. But no, she was gone 2 months earlier than that, after only 7 weeks. So Starmer, I mean, I think he'll limp through to the new year. I'm saying he'll go at May, because what if you try to oust him and you fail? The very fact that all these people are openly sharpening their knives against him shows that he has not got much longer left. Now, Labour don't want to be changing leader too often, because they wanted to contrast them with the Conservative Party, the supposed 14 years of Tory chaos and the five leaders and the blah, 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 and the Liz Truss 49 days. But would it be worse to change leaders, or worse to limp on with Starmer? And Starmer's going nowhere fast. So Starmer's a concentrate quite heavily on foreign policy, where he's been relatively successful. Now, you won't hear this often from me, but I actually feel slightly sorry for the Labour Party. Evil though they are, they've not been that incompetent. Yes, it's been bad, but America is not being catastrophic. Unemployment's gone up a little bit. Inflation's gone up a little bit. Public services have got not much worse, sometimes stabilised. So there haven't been cataclysms on their watch. So they're more unpopular than they deserve to be. All right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Don't do PayPal. GeorgeCallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.